Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. With regard to additional points and commentary, the lengthy hadith that we read of that boy, we had learned the tawheed of Allah and the great qudrat of Allah was on his side, and how Allah Ta'ala had blessed him that he cured people, and that led to him becoming the target of the king of the time, who called people to his own worship, that he is God, na'uzu billah. And when all the difficulties and hardships came, how this boy tolerated it all. Further, with regard to additional notes, why did the boy give himself up to be killed? At the end of the hadith we read, where the king tried to kill him in different ways but could not succeed, and the boy himself told him, if you want to kill me, this is the way you can kill me. That is, by expressing the tawheed, the oneness of Allah, and in that way. So why did he give up his life also, sacrifice his life? Ulama state that his intention was to gain shahada. He wanted to gain martyrdom, and that is the greatest thing a person can aspire for. For the greatest rewards are for a shaheed in the year after, and forever and ever a person will enjoy those great favors who becomes a shaheed, and to expose the falsehood of the king. In this way, all the people could see that the king was on falsehood, on batil, and that he was no Allah, nobody can be Allah besides Allah. But such rulers feel that they have got power and they got things, so he wanted to expose that, so that all his subjects would bring iman on the one true Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, and that the people should bring iman. That was his object, that how can the people bring iman, and for that he gave his life also, so that all the people can see the truth is in the oneness of Allah Ta'ala, and that is what we should believe in. This hadith provides guidance for the youth, that this was a small boy, a young boy, and yet he had so much of yaqeen and so much of trust on Allah Ta'ala, and it is inspiration for all of us, and particularly for the youth, that the youth is not a time to be passed in all types of sports and game and vanity, but it is to be made valuable. The young boy's intention in disclosing the only way he could be killed was that the people could witness the oneness of Allah Ta'ala and believe in Allah Ta'ala. He understood that in this way the people will believe in Allah Ta'ala. He courageously sacrificed his life so that others could be guided to the truth, and the event that followed happened as he had intended. The boy sacrificed his life so that people could bring iman, and that is what he wanted, and that should be our object of life also. Not just to pass our days in this world, just to get up like animals, earn for the day, eat, etc., and go and sleep, have children, etc. No, much more greater to live in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala, and said so that the deen of Allah Ta'ala can flourish in the whole world. Further, Allah tests the faith and conviction of every believer. When a person has proclaimed that he believes in Allah, the system of Allah Ta'ala is that Allah will test that person. On the other side, we are ordered that we make dua that Allah don't put us to test and tribulation, because we are very weak. But if any test does come on any person and is tested in his iman, then he should remain firm and he should not waver when the tests come. While it is permissible for a person to save his life by outwardly declaring words of disbelief, while still having faith in Allah Ta'ala internally, it is superior to proclaim the truth. When the Quran Sharif also permits, if somebody wants to kill you, torture you, put you into great difficulty because of your iman and Islam, at such a time it is to outwardly say that I am not a Muslim and say whatever he wants you to say, but in your heart you are firm that you are a believer. This is permissible, but the superior is not to say those words of kufr even, and rather be killed. Because from experience also it is seen that when a person outwardly says that and the kuffar have got the upper hand, then all the time they will want you to live in that state that outwardly you are a non-believer. And this continuous situation will have an effect on a person. And in any case, on his children, especially for a woman, her children, when the mother is acting outwardly as a non-believer, but the effect on the children will be severe and the progeny will all become non-believers. So if a person sacrifices at that time, gives his life for Allah Ta'ala, that is superior. The fact that the incident has been very briefly mentioned in the Quran teaches us that the Quran Sharif can only be understood by studying the Ahadith, because the latter serves as an elucidation of the former. The Quran Sharif has mentioned this incident very briefly. So from here we understand, if a person wants to understand the Quran, he has to have a proper knowledge of the Hadith, because it is the Hadith that explains the Quran Sharif. If a person, like namaz, throughout the Quran Sharif, Allah has said that aqimi salah, perform your namaz. Allah has explained about wudu, إِذَا قُمْتُمْ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ فَغْسِلُوا وُجُوهَكُمْ. But the details of it is only found in the Hadith. It is not in the Quran Sharif. So a person will never be able to understand the full deen only from the Quran. And many of us make this mistake. We just study the Quran and we feel that we can understand the deen directly from the Quran. The Hadith, the explanation is absolutely necessary. Just as La ilaha illallah, which is the oneness of Allah. But that can only be understood in its proper entirety with Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As when we believe in Allah's Rasul and he explained to us the oneness of Allah. Otherwise a person on his own will make a big mistake in understanding the Tawheed and oneness of Allah. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained to us in detail. Sound maturing and continuous guidance should be the principles which every person and teacher should adopt in order to help their children and students along the path of life. From this hadith also teaches us that to make tarbiyah of our children and for the ustads of the students, this is very important. And the correct principles of mature, of nurturing, this also are very important. And this will not be taught by any parenting book written by non-Muslims or child psychology written by non-Muslims. It will be from the Quran and Hadith. And a thorough study of this will be able to guide parents and teachers, ustads, how to train their students, and not only to teach them the subject matter, but to make them mature spiritually also. And that they practice the deen, not only that they know the deen, but that they practice the deen, and the deen with its essence, what deen means. Not just an outward form of namaz, etc., but the reality of namaz. Not only giving the zakat, but the reality of zakat. Not only performing hajj, but that the reality of hajj comes in a person. So this is also absolutely necessary for parents and for teachers, ustad. And we have to gain this also from the Quran Sharif and Hadith. May Allah give us tawfiq to make amal on our whole deen and fulfill all our duties to our offspring also, to our students also, and that deen in its entirety comes into our lives.